This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's war cabinet has agreed to allow 140,000 liters of fuel into Gaza every 2 days after a request from Washington amid acute shortages that threatened aid deliveries and communications in the besieged strip, Israel and U.S. officials said on Friday. Israel allows in aid trucks after stringent inspections, and a small amount of fuel was allowed in on Wednesday to keep United Nations Relief and Works Agency aid delivery trucks moving. Communications are out in Gaza again, and food supplies are dwindling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day, with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warn people may soon face starvation. The World Food Programme says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food, Gaza receiving only 10% of its needed food supplies daily, and dehydration and malnutrition are growing. Aber Atifa, a Mideast regional spokeswoman for the program, says people are facing the immediate possibility of starvation, adding with few trucks entering Gaza and no fuel to distribute the food, there's no way to meet the current hunger needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell urged Israel on Friday not to be consumed by rage in its response to last month's Hamas attack as Israel forces wage war in Gaza.
A horror doesn't justify another horror. And the best friends of Israel are the ones who ask them not to be driven by rage.
On his first visit to Israel since the October 7th assault, Borrell sought to express solidarity with his hosts and reflect international concerns.